death, judgment, heaven, and hell. All of us are going to receive three of these things. Death and judgment are a part of who we are as God's children. Heaven and hell is also part of that in a certain sense. Today we hear the Lord speaking to us and challenging us today with some challenging words. He speaks today of Gehenna, hell, and also the need to prepare our hearts for the day that we do die, the day that we are judged, and the day that our heart will proclaim where we truly belong. In the kingdom of our Lord, by his side with the saints in eternal glory, or a place where our heart rests in the imperfections of this world. A place where our heart is so attached to the things that don't give fullness to our heart, where the Lord gives us what we desire, even though it's not his desire for us. He respects our will. So today I'm preaching a little bit on the fear of the Lord. It's a topic that is always tough to talk about, and it's one that even makes me uncomfortable to preach about, because we love the image of the merciful, loving God. You know, the beautiful, holy card, Jesus, who has his eyes of mercy and love pointed towards us, which is absolutely true and is at the heart of our faith. It's why we're gathered here today to proclaim the power and grace of Jesus crucified, who saves us from sin. But we also believe as a church that God gives us free will, and we do have the capacity to, surprisingly and flabbergasting as it is, not choose that mercy, not choose his love for us, not to choose the greatest gift that was ever offered by God to us broken sinners, to not choose heaven. See, what we believe and how we behave in this life has meaning. We're connected with God. We're made in his image and likeness. And so the state of our heart dictates our connection with God. It determines our eternal destiny. That's why it's so important in our life to really have a very good understanding of the potential we have to sin, to have a good fear of the Lord, a fear of his punishment for us, but more so about our capacity to not choose love. God punishes evil. That's why we believe he's a God of goodness. If he didn't punish evil, we would say he's not a good God. Just like we would say, you know, someone, a leader who doesn't work to root out evil in his country, or a parent who doesn't work to help his children understand what's good and evil, is a bad parent. God, our Father, is the same way. If he does not punish and purify evil in our life, we would say he's a bad God. He doesn't care about our true goodness, our true love. So that's why Jesus today comes to us in the gospel and challenges us with some difficult words. He says, whoever causes one of these little ones to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were put around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed than with two hands to go into Gehenna, into the unquenchable fire. If your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to go crippled than with two feet to go into Gehenna. If your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into Gehenna, where their worm does not die and fire is not quenched. Now this fire and brimstone image that the Lord gives to us is really something that should jar our heart to say, Lord Jesus, the things that I sometimes willingly choose in this life, these places of sin, these things that ultimately don't satisfy my heart, if I really would admit it to myself, that's my experience. This experience of unsatisfiedness, the unquenchable desire to be loved, is what my heart truly wants. And when I choose sin in this world, I'm basically choosing a hell on earth. I'm choosing the lack of love that's going to satisfy my heart. I'm choosing to choose something that's perishable instead of the things of God. I'm choosing myself instead of the font of love, who is God, my Father, and Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Do we really have a fear of the Lord that draws us to an encounter with Jesus and which makes us truly innocent and blameless before God? Do we have a desire to be totally His, that we're willing to abandon whatever it is that keeps us from that encounter of love, from receiving His mercy, from believing He is the God that He says He is? Our psalm today, which we sang, speaks of that. The refrain today, "The precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart." Precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart. "From wanton sin especially restrain your servant, O Lord. Let it not rule over me. Then shall I be blameless and innocent of serious sin. Lord, refresh my soul. Your decrees are trustworthy. Give wisdom to the simple-hearted." Many saints have spoken about this, that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. When we have a true and a good understanding of our capacity to not choose God and His love, it begins in our life to understand who we truly are as broken sinners and our need for God. And with that, the great gift of His mercy that we in no way, shape, or form can merit or earn in this life, which is totally a gift. If we have a good understanding of the fear of the Lord, it casts away those places of sin in our life. It motivates us to pursue the God of mercy who's waiting to save us. He's just waiting for us to choose Him, respecting our ability to choose Him. So fear of the Lord is not something that is kind of a fear of punishment from an unjust God. Fear of the Lord is really an intellectual fear. It's based on a deep perception of the holiness and majesty of God, which rightly recognizes our own capacity to violate God's law, to despise His love, to reject His mercy, to, through our own actions, truly merit eternal separation from Him. It's interesting, I had my priest support group recently, which I have once a month. It's a time where us priests, a couple of priests, get together in the diocese and basically have our own little small group. We come together, talk about how we're doing, we pray together, we have mass, we eat together. It's a beautiful experience. And we were talking about this weekend's reading a little bit and the fear of the Lord, how it's tough to preach on that and the difficulty it is, especially here in the United States, to live with that fear of the Lord. Because here in the United States, we're very comfortable, so it's very easy to kind of get caught in the relativism of this world, that there's no real ultimate truth, that I can kind of have one foot in the world and one foot in God's kingdom, that I'll always have time to reform, to change my heart, to repent of these things and come to know God in a deeper way, to receive His mercy. Well, I don't know about you, but you know, when the Lord calls me from this life, I don't want to come before Him questioning whether or not I had repented sufficiently, whether or not my heart was fully His. You know, I want to know and believe and walk in the freedom of knowing I'm blameless before God, through encountering His love and mercy for me through prayer, through the sacraments, through a community of love like here at St. Helens, where His love and mercy is spoken into my heart through my brothers and sisters in Christ, all of you here today. And also being challenged by you and by the church in places where I sin and I hurt you as a brother in Christ, where I hurt myself, where I hurt my relationship with God the Father. One of the priests at this support group I'm with, he is a priest at basically a college parish, and I'm not going to reveal which one because then that could be dangerous. But he was talking about how at his parish, the kind of student center is very close to the church, and so there's a lounge where the students can hang out. And he talked about one of the things that hurts his heart the most as a spiritual father is when he goes in to celebrate Mass, and he's celebrating Mass, And he can see through the windows at the back of the church, of the narthex, through the windows he can see the lounge, and he can see students who are just sitting in the lounge on their phone, just doing something on their phone. He can see them out there just in the lounge instead of choosing to come to daily mass, choosing something other than the Eucharist, an encounter with God, our loving Father, who restores our life through giving his very body and blood, giving of his life that we might receive his salvation. They chose to be in the lounge instead of receiving the sacrament of all sacraments, the Lord of life. Now, who knows, maybe they had a test they had to go to, so maybe they were only there for 20 minutes, but this priest talked about how they're still there when he processes out of Mass, and how that hurts his heart so much to see his students, his flock, choosing things of the world instead of things of eternal life, instead of choosing Jesus who will save them, purify their heart, make them fully alive as beloved sons and daughters of God. You know, when we pass from this life and go to judgment, God gives us what our heart proclaims that it wants, it desires. It respects our will. So if we're not choosing God during this life right now, you know, what's to say that we'll choose God at the end of time when all the same options are presented to our hearts? You can have eternal pleasure, same pleasures you had in the world, maybe even stronger, but they're also never going to satisfy your heart the way my love as God the Father does. Or you can be with the saints in heaven, receiving true beloved love that I pour upon you as your Father. It's the same decision now. What makes me think that if I can't choose God now, I'm going to choose God later? And that's the challenge today that the Lord presents to us. We need to cut off from our life those things that are an obstacle to encountering Jesus. Those places are our limbs, our arms, our legs, you know, our eyes that are keeping us from truly encountering God. Those things that are keeping us in the waiting room of heaven, in the lounge, outside of his heavenly courts, keeping us from encountering him as those students were not encountering Jesus during the Mass. So what in your life is keeping you from truly shirking the things of this world and encountering God, from cutting off from your heart those places of attachment from this world? Where is your hand causing you to sin, where you're raising it against your brother and sister in Christ, where you're using it to serve yourself instead of using your hands to serve the kingdom of God? Where are you using your feet to put you in situations and places that are going to tempt you to evil instead of places of God, which are going to renew your heart, bring you into an encounter in him? Where are your eyes allowing impurities and places of lust and holy and unholy desires into your life through unholy TV shows, movies, places where you're looking on the world to find your satisfaction instead of looking on the Eucharist and on God to give you hope and the promise of salvation, the promise of a God who loves us despite our sin? Where are those things that the Lord wants to, with us, purify our life so that we can be one with him, truly blameless and innocent, and then knowing that, walk with freedom, not with this kind of half-hearted, constantly looking behind our back, wondering if people will discover the dark places of our life that we really don't want, but yet we still continuously choose. So my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as your priest, just like that priest at the college campus, I desire for all of us to encounter the Lord today and the Eucharist, to be renewed in his love for us, and most especially to ask him to purify our heart, to truly allow us to be his, so that one day we might enjoy eternal life with him, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.